got done by some boss. It's like, put everything you thought was good. This shit here goddamn gonna get you a motherfucking fat ass under that drool. Smoke that shit.
It's all vice versa.
Look up in the air, nigga.
We rich, nigga. It's vice versa.
I know all these real niggas gonna feel this shit.
This
our
shit, man.
Vice versa,
South Detroit. Yeah.
What's the heaven with hell and vice versa?
Yeah.
If I told you go to hell with you, I cursed you.
Yeah.
I reimbursed you with the truth, so you know my fate.
Yeah.
They pray I die. I'm that nigga that they love to hate.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you use your mind. God has sent the sign.
Yeah.
And when you listen to these rhymes, nigga, take your time.
Yeah.
Again, I ask, heaven was hell and vice versa.
Yeah.
Would you start doing evil in order to nurture
yeah.
the spirit, man? Do you understand that there's a war?
Yeah.
It's raging on, and the devil got some ammo too.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but I my trust off in the Lord.
Yeah.
It's too corrupt. No, that God gon' help me blow him up.
Yeah.
I give the fuck. Heaven with hell and vice versa.
Yeah.
I have no fear. I done witnessed too much hell right here.
Yeah.
Lend me your ear and call the bill. We had the pro.
Yeah.
For all our niggas hit the devil with the 44.
Yeah.
Payback, nigga. My liquor keep me from trying to enter.
Yeah.
Battle alone and to deal with all this wickedness.
Yeah.
I smoke a zone. No, I'm grown, but I'm still a baby.
Yeah.
It's vice versa. God, I'm confused, confused the body motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Making me sick of finding your image of nobody.
Yeah.
But she is a seat with the click of nasty concubine.
Yeah.
And vice versa, so she probably do the whole nine.
Yeah.
I'm nasty hoe, I don't know where I'ma go this Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Satan's birth, I'ma try to smoke a pound of weed.
Yeah.
And ease the earth, while Jesus equipped with angels and devils
yeah.
equipped with power. For God so loved the world that he blessed
yeah.
the thug with God. Won't stop until they feel me. Protect me, devil. Thank the Lord is trying to kill me. It's vice versa. Heaven is below. Why does Doja keep me high?
To
see the Lord Almighty, nigga, I'm ready to die. My reply for any question asked. The devil made me do it. Who the devil may I ask? It's so polluted, uprooted from all this stupid shit. See me cremated, my adaption to the climate. So glad I made it, elated that they gon' go to heaven. But they know heaven may not be the place to go. Again, I ask, heaven was hell and vice versa. The devil's demon, I'll be damned if I'm gonna let God hurt you.
If this was vice versa, I'd be an angel. Cause I'm a devil, a down south Georgia rebel. A whole nother fucking level. Reminiscing on all the good and the bad that I did. Busting caps and splitting wings. And serving niggas and talking shit. This is vice versa, no fucking commercial. Heaven or hell, where do we go? When we die, eternal fire or the streets of gold? Only God knows, vice versa.
Good evening, my beautiful people, and thank you for tuning in to the Hip Hop Nerd. It's been an interesting week. For those of you who don't know what I'm currently doing right now, on Mondays, I'm doing a blog post every Monday, which I missed this week, but like I said, it's been a crazy week, so be sure to check out my website, JonathanThomasJones.com, on Mondays for my blog post. Then on Tuesdays, I'm doing a Periscope, of me reading chapters of my novel, Escape from Undermind. On Wednesdays, I post a microfiction to my Instagram, which is at JTGloryJones. And on Thursdays, of course, it's the Hip Hop Nerd. However, you get the Hip Hop Nerd on Thursdays if you go to my website. Now, if you're subscribed to iTunes, it's going to pop up Friday. And we're also seeing about getting on Stitcher and a couple of other mediums. So just stay on the lookout for us, you know. But I got a special treat today, which is something that I promised you guys I was going to start doing. And I'm definitely going to be trying to do at least one of these a month. But an interview. I got my interview for the month of January, and it is a real treat. It's Greg Weissman of Gargoyles, Young Justice, etc. fame. You know, I have all of his credits. We talk a lot, and you'll hear a lot of what he did and what he's responsible for and just how awesome he is once we get into the interview. But I just want you guys to know I had fun. I did it for you guys, and I'm going to be trying to do one a month, and I'm going to let you guys know in advance every time I get one done. So just listen in, and here we go. But we're going to get into it right about now. For all my listeners on the Hip Hop Nerd, we have Mr. Greg Weissman on the line. If you don't know who he is, he's responsible for the creation of the show Gargoyles, and the rest of his credits, he's worked on Young Justice. He's worked on The Spectacular Spider-Man, which is probably the best incarnation of Spider-Man there is. And he's just going to give us a little bit of time this evening so we can talk to him a little bit. So, how's everything, Mr. Weissman?
Great. You can call me Greg.
All right. Greg works perfectly. In fact, the what you're working on right now is... Are you still working on Rebels?
No, I left Rebels, about a year ago, or almost a year ago. If not longer. I'm on a preschool show at Nickelodeon called Shimmer and Shine, and then I've got a bunch of different freelance gigs that I'm doing. I'm writing the Star Wars Kanan comic book for Marvel, and also the Star Brand the Night Mask comic book for Marvel.
Oh, that's awesome. And of course, there's the Reign of the Ghosts series.
That's right. I've got two novels out, Reign of the Ghosts and Spirits of Ash and Foam. They're the first two books in a 9-book series. Both are available at any bookstore. If they're not literally on the shelf when you happen to walk through the door, you can go to the front desk and order them. And of course, you can get them on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or whatever. I've also done an audio play version of the first book, Reign of the Ghosts. This is not a standard audio book with one narrator doing everything. This is full cast, 20 actors playing 30 roles, full musical score, sound effects, the works. The actors include, Ed Asner from Gargoyles, Tom Adcox, Jeff Bennett from Spectacular Spider-Man. There's Josh Keaton, who played Spider-Man himself, Vanessa Marshall, Steve Bloom. Vanessa and Steve are also on Star Wars Rebels. From Young Justice, there's Brighton James, who played Static, and Eric Lopez, who played Blue Beetle, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's 20 really talented performers in this, including Marina Sirtis and Brent Spiner, and Elisa Gabrielli, just a lot of great people on this.
That's a pretty impressive cast. I know Steve Bloom in particular is a pretty big influence on, he's in a lot of the stuff that I've loved.
He's absolutely great, and he's terrific. He plays one of the main villains in Reign of the Ghosts, and you can get Reign of the Ghosts. It's available for download and purchase now on Gumroad.com. So if you go to Gumroad, Gumroad.com/Reign of the Ghosts, Reign is R-A-I-N of the Ghosts, plural. It's really inexpensive, and you can download it now. And if you want more information about it, you can go to reignoftheghosts.com. That was our original Kickstarter site, but we're not looking for donations anymore. We're done. But there's a lot of videos there about the making of the thing and interviews with the cast and the composers and stuff like that and me. So you can find it all there.
That's pretty awesome. And it is, I've personally read the first two books. They're both pretty impressive. Especially the second book really had me. Because, I think I tweeted this to you when I read that there was a vampire in it. I was like, oh, vampires. But then once I read it, I was like, oh, this isn't a normal vampire at all. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's, Reign of the Ghosts are heavily influenced by the mythology of the Taino people, who were the indigenous inhabitants of the Caribbean before Columbus showed up.
Okay.
And their mythology is really wonderful and really rich and easily as interesting as Greek mythology or Norse mythology, and yet, you know, from a pop culture standpoint, no one knows these stories.
Right.
So it gives me the freedom / responsibility to take these stories and put them into a modern context. So yeah, the Taino version of a vampire is not like any vampire you've ever seen before, really.
And it's and I did take you for a man of folklore, not only when I read that, but just the whole Avalon part of Gargoyles, where they just go all over the world and look at all of these different pieces of folklore.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to bring in African mythology as well as Greek mythology and Norse mythology and Japanese traditions of Bushido and Tengu. It was, you know, the Mayan cultures. It was great to sort of go around the world and expand our universe in Gargoyles and have some fun with all these different mythologies as opposed to sort of only doing the Western or Shakespearean stuff, which I also love,
right,
but which, you know, isn't the only mythology out there.
It's fun to explore. And actually, I used to write a short story series that I posted on Facebook maybe 8 or 9 years ago, maybe longer. It was called The Myth Traveler, and the whole Avalon sequence from Gargoyles, where they did all of that, and the video game series Quest for Glory, were all like a really big influence on that. And it seems like it, and I assume I felt similar in the sense of just exploring all of those different forms of culture and folklore. Just felt amazing because it's so much that no one touches on in pop culture.
I agree.
And what were your favorite cartoons before you got started in the industry? Like, what influenced you?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I was a big fan of Johnny Quest, Space Ghost, Herculoids, plus anything DC or Marvel superheroes, even whether they were good or not, you know. But, you know, the Bakshi Spider-Man cartoons, Super Friends, I was a little bit older for, but Super Friends, then
you're never
some
too
of those
old
the Superman Aquaman hour, and just, you know, I was so desperate. You know, it's hard for kids to imagine today because there's superhero cartoons everywhere and they're big giant superhero movies,
right,
and primetime TV shows and Netflix shows and all this stuff. And it's like, what do you mean you're hard up for superheroes? They're everywhere. Well, back then they weren't. And it was hard to find, and I was so desperate for them that I watched any of those shows, and they wound up, I'm sure, influencing me, even though I don't think, for example, they were as good as Johnny Quest, which was a truly great show. I mean, I love Speed Racer. As an adult, sometimes those episodes can be a little tough to watch, but the ideas in them were always really interesting and really great. So I was a big fan of Speed Racer as well.
And I still want to talk about your origins, but since you mentioned the big blockbuster movies, I wanted to bring up the rumor of the Gargoyles movie that has been online since sometime last year, saying that it's supposed to come out next year.
Yeah, that's what people don't notice is if they look at the original article as opposed to, you know, people who've retweeted it or reposted it or reshared it over and over again. If you look at the date of the original article, it was April 1st, 2014. And it was an April Fool's Day prank. And normally I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. It's April Fool's Day. You throw something up and it's a joke. The problem with the internet is that, you know, someone stumbles on it, not on April 1st, but a month later, or 2 months later, or a year later, or a year and a half later, or 2 years later, and it's not April 1st, so they don't think to even look at the date. And all they see is this article about this, and they're seeing it for the first time. It's not April Fool's Day, so there's no chance that they'll figure this out unless they happen to notice this date over in the corner there, and they repost it, going, yay, Gargoyles movie. And so I wind up literally on a weekly basis getting someone sending me a link saying, hey, the Gargoyles movie, this is great. And over and over and over again on Twitter or Facebook, I have to say, no, look at the date, April 1st, it was a prank. Not happening, and this, for me, it becomes exhausting, and I'm not a big fan of this particular prank because it doesn't end for me. It's not a one day thing. It's an everlasting internet problem. So, yeah, I wish there was a Gargoyles movie, but there just isn't right now.
Maybe if we find a way to get one, then that prank can finally end. In truth.
Yep.
But okay, so what got you into the industry? What got you into making cartoons?
Well, I was working at DC Comics in the 80s. I was on staff there as a assistant editor and an associate editor. And I had a writing partner at the time named Kerry Bates. And Kerry had a friend who was working at Sunbow and who gave us the opportunity to pitch premises on a whole bunch of shows, including Transformers and Wildfire, and we sold one episode, one premise for a show called Gem and the Holograms, and we wrote a script for that. And that was, you know, my first television credit was on Gem and the Holograms. And I thought it would lead to all this work in television, and it really didn't. It led absolutely nowhere. We didn't get a second assignment from Sunbow, so it was really just a one-shot deal. But years later, I left DC and had gone to graduate school at USC, and I began interviewing around town for jobs, and I interviewed at Walt Disney Television, and the guy I interviewed with was setting up a new division called Walt Disney Television Animation, and he was interested in my background because I had this sort of highfalutin liberal arts education. I'd studied Shakespeare in Oxford and stuff like that, but at the same time I'd been working in comic books for years.
Okay.
So on the one hand, he was tired of people whose their entire background was the movies from 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Who didn't know the classics and didn't know even movie classics, but just knew the big hits from last week or last year. So he liked my background, but he also liked the fact that, you know, he knew I wasn't too uppity, so to speak, because I had this comic book background. He knew I wouldn't look down my nose at working in cartoons because I also have this one cartoon credit on my resume. And so he hired me at Disney TV Animation. I'm way shortening the story. This whole thing was over a year, longer than a year, but to shorten the story at least a little bit, he hired me at Disney TV Animation as a junior executive, and I rose through the ranks there as an executive until I developed and created the show Gargoyles, at which point, again, over about the course of a year, I moved over and became a producer on that show.
Okay.
And from that point on, I've been on the other side of the desk and been a producer, a story editor, a writer, a voice director, even an actor occasionally.
Okay. You've done it all.
Well, I can't draw anything. I mean, I don't draw stick figures well, so saying I've done it all is so not true, but I've done a lot. But yeah, I can't draw. Horrible artist, but I like to think I'm a halfway decent writer, and that's sort of where my strength lies.
So that was the first half of our interview with Greg Weissman. I'm sorry, my interview with Greg Weissman. Hope you guys are enjoying it so far. Going to a short music break, and then we're going to get right back into the interview. Just stay with me. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm loving this so much. But thank you for tuning in to the Hip Hop Nerd.
Crazy how one day your idols can turn it to your brethren. Bitches, we severin'. Hit up my jeweler, watch them freezes. Breaking bread like I'm Jesus. Money ain't everything, but somehow eases. Better believe it, ain't down and leave us. The baby crying, crack cooking. Where my sister be frying soul food. Plus my other sister just went back to her old dude. He whooping the ass, I kill him, I motherfucking kill him. I said I really wanna kill him, but I can't. Cause if I do, Popo go claim I'm the villain, but I ain't. See my vision from pictures I paint. Do you feel it? Like I feel it. I grip the mic and then kill it. Okay, I'm gone. It's memories resurface from hella long in my past. Chillin', sippin' Sinatra from a flask. Lil' Bobby, just a youngin'. Skatin' was my hobby. Trying to stay out of trouble. My homie in jail, Ferrari welfare. Food stamps and stealing from the stove. Come home and see an eviction notice taped to my dough. Can't take no more. Mama on drugs, daddy MIA. What can I say? I just wanted to be a kid and play. To this day, I pay homage to the gods, to the greats. Never stolen, I'm from Maryland, where they shoot you in the dark of the night like Christopher Nolan. For talking out of your colon, catch me rolling with the realest. Lyricism, the illest. My chain is the chillest. Sub-Zero, far from a hero, bitch. I'm De Niro in good fellas. If your bitch around me, best bring an umbrella. Let me tap into my inner southern killer, another iller. Murder the game and then resurrect it like Thriller. Yeah, my skin is vanilla, but bitch, I dare you to test my killer. We don't do it for the squirrel, we do it for love. Word to my homies up above, we slang it like drugs and overdose them like the dealer does.
Music in my jeans like denim. Lyricism steeping them like venom. Yes, I know the flow hotter than Lucifer, even though heaven sent him.
See my vision as I've elevated and risen. Open your eyes, despise lies, tone with deadly precision. I finally made my way up out that Section 8 division. Not by busting and killing, though I've had my share of stealing. But by putting pen to this pad and dispersing these feelings. Why the label only care about making a killing? Feel my energy. I ain't talking E-N-E-I-G-Y, I mean energy. That's the shit they never see. But I own supremacy. Number one, I better be. Bitch, I said I bet I be. Take my kindness for weakness, trying to get the better of me. Tell me, how is they gon' remember me? As the artist that concocted the perfect recipe, or would they be addressing me, talking less of me just cause I was different, just cause I was doing what I love? And the fans say they love you, but they push and they shove, cause they want what they want, how they want, when they want it. I just gave them 20 songs, now they want another 100. I just see it as a challenge, I can do it, bitch, I run it. Worldwide tours type of shit I always wanted, while the rest of them just worry about bitches and getting blunted. Still that same motherfucker from that YS1. Only difference, I'm stronger and better from when I begun. So when people that never knew me, they tell me that I changed, that my music is different and my visions rearranged, I just stop and do my best to refrain from having conversations with people that ain't in my lane. Will I die? Will I live? Give the world everything I have to give?
just his feelings on a page. Know my wisdom, not my age. Understand that I'm a man, not defined by his wage. Even though it's in the millions, that shit don't define my brilliance. Open your mind and maybe you can see the billions of people that separated but all equal. To know the ending, one must understand the prequel. I swear this music in my genes like denim. Lyricism seeping them like venom. Yes, I know the flow hotter than Lucifer, even though heaven sent them. Spit it like holy water, prophetically repent them, then we gone.
All the time, can't be no girl forever on that bracelet that she bought online to do too good and take it. Might I say hasta luego, cause I'm taking all your city like I'm Carmen Sandiego. I am smoking, I'm on fire, I am blazing, don't get hurt. To my wife, this is a concert, to my black nurse, this is church. From the NYU dorm to the Emirate, everyone hated me, I'm more hip-hop than you'll ever be. I'm bussing, I'm bussing on these niggas, man. And nothing is the same again. You looking dumb as hell, man, forever sleeping on them. Your girl is not around, she busy sleeping on them. Will he fail? Now that's the wrong conversation. Terry Gross on the mic, I'm the talk of the nation. Ha! What do, bitch? Why these other rappers do shit, stupid? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Hey. Why the do, bitch? Why these other rappers do shit, stupid? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Why they be sleeping on me on all that new shit? Hey. New shit, you didn't know? Black rock like a fucking lost episode. Something for these black kids that call they own. So when you skating in your driveway, you not alone. She stayed down like that new coat that I bought her. And the fly Rihanna girls be drinking my coconut water. And I'm looking at her butt, that's that 2020 hindsight. My shit be Jackson, Jordan, Bolton, Keaton, Tyson, 5 mics. Donald Glover, no relation. Always working, no vacation. They couldn't feel me, no vacation. Murder versus the only motive was motivation. Money equals freedom, I've worn it this since a 3-year-old. I've seen it all like I'm John Mayer's penis hole. Being me, that's something that's so unusual. I've seen the future and the future go. What it do, bitch? Why these other rappers do shit, stupid? Why they be sleeping on me all of that new shit? Why they be sleeping on me all of that new shit?
What's when you're doing your work for a different franchises, say something you've created like Gargoyles versus a popular franchise like Spider-Man or Rebels or Young Justice or something like that, about how differently does that go or feel? Because I know Gargoyles has to feel kind of like your baby, maybe.
No, it's true. Yeah, Gargoyles is definitely the show I look back on as my baby. I didn't create that in a vacuum. There were a lot of incredibly talented people who worked on the show and contributed ideas and all sorts of stuff and great scripts. You know, I didn't write, I personally only wrote one Gargoyle script. I supervised all the writing, but I only wrote one of them myself. I did quite a bit of rewriting here and there, but we had a lot of great writers, a lot of great people on the show, but nevertheless, I was the only guy who was on it from the very beginning when we were creating and developing the idea all the way through the end of post-production. And then I've also been the guy responsible for the comic books that we did afterwards.
Right.
And so that's my baby. And that's great. It was a lot of fun to create this whole new universe from scratch and to really build it slowly and introduce all these great concepts that I love, as we talked about, from mythology or folklore or King Arthur or Shakespeare or whatever. Right. And in contrast to that, you know, it's a different task when what you're doing is adapting an existing property for animation, whether it's Young Justice or Spectacular Spider-Man. You know, that's about going to the source material, getting down to the core of what's important about that source material, and then interpreting it for a new medium, trying to be as true to the core of that source material, not necessarily to every little detail, but to what really matters, and especially on these properties that have these long histories, you know, Spider-Man going back to the early 60s, or the DC Universe going back to the late 30s, there's going to be so much material, there's no way to just tell all of it. So you've got to sort of get a coherent, cohesive version of it that still feels classic and iconic, but is contemporary. And that's sort of the job, we call that the five C's. And that was sort of the job on Spectacular Spider-Man, and then we did something similar on Young Justice. Rebels is different because Rebels is a show, at least from my point of view, Rebels is a show that I came in to after it was created. I helped them develop some of the concepts that they already had, but that wasn't a show that I was involved in the inception of. I came in, I like to think I was helpful and useful and contributed a lot of stuff, but by the time I got on board, it was already pretty fully realized concept, and I was just happy to be along for the ride for a year.
Okay. And excuse me. And Young Justice, just, man, I could have cried when I heard about it ending because it was such an excellent show. And
well, thank you.
It makes me wonder if it was about the maturity of the show. Maybe it wasn't attracting enough kids. But as
no, it really has nothing to do with that. The reason it wasn't picked up for a third season is really simple. I'm not saying there weren't other factors, I'm sure there were, but it really comes down to one economic factor, which is that what paid for the show was money that we got from Mattel, the toy company.
Okay.
And Mattel felt that the toy line was the Young Justice toy line was a failure. They canceled the line. And when they canceled the line, suddenly there was no money to make the show. And it's that straightforward. The toys didn't succeed, so the show went off the air. There's no big, you know, I find particularly, again, on the internet, people like to look for villains in these kind of scenarios or complex reasons why it was canceled or, something that's a little more satisfying than the simple fact that not enough people bought toys. But it doesn't change the truth of it, which is that not enough people bought toys. Now, there are all sorts of reasons we could talk about, whether the toys were good or bad or what. We could talk about whether people knew about the toys, whether they were promoted well. We could make all these sort of arguments, but at the end of the day, toy line failed, the money dried up, no show.
Which is interesting, because I feel like it's kind of a late 80s, early 90s thing, where cartoons started to actually really be involved in terms of story and stuff, whereas a lot of older ones like G.I. Joe or particularly Transformers and stuff like that were actually just kind of 22-minute toy commercials in the first place.
Well, I think there was always, action shows and action cartoons in particular have always been toy-driven. Some shows did a better job than others at making the show worthwhile in and of itself. And that's a matter, I think, of personal opinion as to whether or not, well, what about this show? Was this a 22-minute commercial, or was it 22 minutes of story that supported a commercial product? And that's a judgment call. You know, everyone can sort of look for themselves and decide, well, I think this about Transformers, or I think this about Exo Squad, or whatever. You know, I'm not going to make those calls. Everyone can make those calls for themselves, whether the shows were actually good or not. Gargoyles was toy-driven as well. We had Kenner Toys, and that was a very important part of our budget back in the day. I like to think that our show was more than just a 22-minute commercial for Kenner, but there's no doubt that one of the things it had to also do was sell toys, to get people interested enough in the property so that they bought toys. And during the first year, that was very true. We were the number one boys action property for a year.
Okay.
But then during year two, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers came on the air and blew us away, both in terms of ratings and in terms of toy sales. And so there wouldn't have even been a year three, which might have been better, frankly, but for completely different reasons, ABC wanted a marquee boys property on their network, and so they decided to do a third season called Goliath Chronicles, which we don't count now. I don't consider the third season canon, okay. And most of the fans agree with me.
Yeah, there was some interesting stuff going on with the Quarrymen and all of that in the third season.
Well, I came up with the concept of the Quarrymen, and so, although I don't like the way they edited the episode, the first episode is one that I wrote. Of season 3 that introduced the Quarrymen, but then what they did after that with them is not the kind of thing that I wanted to do, and I don't think worked very well with the series. But what we did in the SLG comic book from 2008-2009 is we did 18 issues, which we sort of think of as the true season 3. Mm-hmm. And it sort of reintroduces the Quarrymen, but more in the way that I would have portrayed them.
Okay, that's actually pretty awesome. I'm going to have to go hop on eBay or something and see if I can find those.
They're hard to find these days, but we're trying to rectify that.
Okay. Yeah, I know that a lot of people are doing digital releases as far as comics are concerned nowadays with the, what's it called? Marvel Unlimited, I think is what it's called?
I don't know. I mean, I know there's Comixology, but...
And, So as far as what's going on right now, you named a lot of projects that you're dealing with currently, and you may not have the time, but are you currently watching anything on TV just for enjoyment?
I watch a ton of live-action TV. I watch very little animation. And the main reason for that is, I guess, I don't really have a good reason for it. The only excuse I have is that since I work in that every single day, it sort of burns me out on wanting to see cartoons in my free time. It feels like work, even if it wasn't. Even if the show was terrific, it would still feel like work to me. So I'm still watching Star Wars Rebels because I think the show's great. And I'm not working, I didn't work on season 2, so every episode's a surprise to me, and I love the characters, so it's a lot of fun. But I'm not watching really any other cartoons right now. And again, I hate sort of branding a whole medium that way because just like any medium, cartoons are as good or as bad as the execution, as the work that people put into it. And yet for me, watching cartoons feels like work as opposed to relaxation. It's not a good excuse, but it's true.
It makes sense.
So I'm watching a lot of, you know, I still watch a lot of live action television, and you know, right now I just finished the last season of Longmire on Netflix, and I'm watching Daredevil and Almighty Johnson's on Netflix, and The Andy Griffith Show on Netflix, and then, you know, I'm also watching quite a bit of network television. I think The Good Wife is really great, and it's probably I like Black Sails, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is great. I like Shameless. Watching Downton Abbey. You know, I'm old, so I watch a lot of old foggy shit. So.
I mean, what's good is good, regardless of the age.
Right.
And so, this podcast is it's largely a part nerd culture, but it's also part hip hop culture. And just out of curiosity, do you have an opinion of hip hop at all? As even what it is, or what it sounds like, or anyone you may have
heard? I mean, I've heard the occasional hip hop song, but I'm so not well informed. You know, I've got nothing negative to say, but I don't have much information or positive to say either, just because it's just not something I know anything about to talk at all intelligently about. So, apologies.
it's okay. We accept all schools of thought on the hip hop nerd, and if it's not your thing, it's just not your thing. But, I mean, thanks for coming on. A lot of this has been really interesting information, and I'm glad people know now that the Gargoyles movie is not real, and I hope at least a few people stop bothering you. If 20 people don't bother you about it anymore, then I feel I've helped at least some.
If one person doesn't, then you'll help at least some. So I appreciate that. But yeah, no, it's been fun being on. I hope your listeners have enjoyed it. And thanks.
All right. Thanks for coming on. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Yo, my beautiful people. So that was the second half of the interview. I really enjoyed talking to him. This man is really a creative genius, and he's had his hand in some amazing TV shows and really good comics as well. So, and it's funny because as I'm listening to it while I'm playing it for y'all, I realize you can actually hear how nervous I am in the beginning of the interview while we're talking. And he actually seems to be feeding off of that energy and is a little uncomfortable at first too, but once we get our stride, it gets a lot better. Like, if you listen to that first half of the interview, it was a little awkward, and then the second half, there's a lot more comfort going on. And it's funny because I was just so geeked out and so excited. I was worried. I didn't want to tell him how starstruck or just happy I was just to be talking to him, if nothing else. But just be good to each other, like always. Keep tuning in every Thursday, Friday. If you got iTunes, you know, it'll automatically show up, of course. So just love to have you guys. Be good to each other. This is Glory Jones, the hip hop nerd, and I'm out.
Dark matter with the spark scattered up above. Velvet hands in the upper glove. Touch like bad double dutch. And two Amsterdams ain't enough. Drugs. Don't ruin us, God said. Drugs. Too much pride, we electric slide. We should be closer, like sauna. not a chain but a charm. I see the sun, then the clouds, then the vultures. Pay respects to my sensei sculpture. High as the angel on the Kenbei shoulder. Eyes looking like MK Ultra. Redact the vision through these dark shades. Bad dreams through the screens of an arcade. Hanging on the joy like the residues of heartbreak. Park full of art, arteries full of parquet. Beating it, like new gangs easily defeating. Or two gangs meeting for the evening. Or 2 feet on a re-sling.
Snow line.
Meditated till there's no mind. Decorate me with shine till I go blind. BDSM dominated it with no bind. Safe words don't stop, both old don't go. No time, proceed to the next level.
Draw.
To the next level. Shrine. Coolest. Tulips. Flowers fall from the towers. It falls from Galileo to Lalo. Ignorance is that the world isn't ours. The God. Give them all showers. Tony found a fountain of youth. In the mountain of power. To only find truth in a fountain. Drowning in power. Surrounded by dollars. The moon surrounds us like spoons moving chowder. Cut. That's a misdirect. Disturb the soul of disaffect. Names don't last like Mr. X. Unless you gotta leave. Dropping bowling balls on a discotheque. With a disco ball hanging around your neck. Dance. It's a new year. Every time I open my hands. Moving circles in a false universal. Yokozuna throwing salt in a circle. Sumo, you up off your turf, boy. Tsunami, you up off your surf, boy. Mighty star Medusa in the gold. For Versace turn words into turquoise. Medusa turn coke in a stone. With a hand on a thigh, she looked me in the eye and set the scene to the next level.
For the moon, even if you miss, you be among the stars.
Space.
Backstroke in my pool of thought, but don't mind the sharks.
Wavy.
Half solar, system intergalactic soldier. Lupe say I'm a stoner, I say that I'm much bolder. Yeah. Trapped in a game where the trap is the game, yeah. Word. Scope this horror, Aquariuses make it rain here. Yeah. No love for your honor, only God can judge us. If you're Islamic, Allah, I've had it up to my collar. These niggas casting stones like this man collar. Proceed to the next level, dig that with a platinum shovel. Black magic, matter of fact, if matter is fact, a matter factory is in the making perhaps. Erase your database. We race against time, no time to set a date. Tattoo O and youth induced. Too cool for school, unloose the noose and
proceed to the next level.
Freedom of jail clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. Yeah, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals.
Pop was like Jesus. Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID my mentor and I let the story begin. I used to print out Nas raps and tape them up on my wall. My niggas thought they was words, but it was pictures I saw. And since I wanted to draw, I used to read them in awe. Then he dropped Steelmatic, rocked the cleanest for law. Fast forward, who'd have thought that I would meet him on tour? I'm earning stripes now, nigga got Adidas galore. Backstage, I shook his hand, let him know that he's the man. When he said he was a fan, it was too hard to understand. No time to soak up the moment, though, cause I was in the jam. Hov asking where's the record that the radio could play. And I was striking out for months, ninth inning feeling fear. Cheetah under pressure, made the biggest hit of my career. But at first, that wasn't clear, niggas had no idea. Dion called me when it dropped, sounding sad but sincere. Told me Nas heard you singing when he hate that shit. Said you the one, yo, why you make that shit? I can't believe I let Nas down. Damn, my heart sunk in my stomach, I can't believe I let Nas down. I got defensive on the phone, resentment was in my tone. Fuck it, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID my mentor, now let the story begin. I couldn't help but think that maybe I had made a mistake. I mean, you made you owe me, dog. I thought that you could relate. But while I shot up the charts, you mean telling me that I was not up to par when I followed my heart? Granted, my heart was tainted by my mind and kept on saying, where's the hits? You ain't got none. You know Jay never put your album out without none. And dog, you know how come labels are archaic, formulaic with their outcomes. Huh? They don't know, they just study the charts. Me, I study the shows, the fans study their hearts. I had a feeling I was killing in this music we was spilling out. Would change lives forever, fuck the label, put it out. Friday Night Lights, Blue, that was classic number two. Now it seemed as if the Nas comparisons was coming true. Still no release date from the label, are they insane? Gooch told me play the game to change the game, but on the way I let Nas down. Damn, I got no one to blame, I'm ashamed I let Nas down. But this is God's plan, you could never understand. Fuck it, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pac was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID my mentor, now let the story begin. I always believed in a bigger picture. If I can get them niggas to listen outside my car, then I can open the door, reintroduce them to honesty, show them that they need more. The difference between the pretenders and the Kendrick Lamars. And so I took the fall, like the son of the Lord on the cross, dying for that fake shit you niggas bought for the past decade. If I should pass, please let this be my last essay. Therefore I write from the heart, apologies to OGs for sacrificing my art. But I'm here for a greater purpose, I knew right from the start. I'm just a man of the people, not above but equal. And for the greater good, I walk amongst the evil. Don't cry mama, this the life I choose myself. Just pray along the way that I don't lose myself. This is for the nigga that said that hip hop was dead. I went to hell to resurrect it, how could you fail to respect it? Letting Nas down. I got the phone call, quietly I'm on, dog. I let Nas down. Yeah. And on this flight, may I never lose sight. Fuck it, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you just heard's a tale of glory and sin. No ID my mentor, now let the story begin.